This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm John Idstey, sitting in for Steve Inskeep. Republican presidential candidate John McCain's once high-flying campaign foundered in weak fundraising and mismanagement this past summer. But the senator has persevered and is seeing brighter days on the campaign trail. The Arizona Republican has focused on New Hampshire, hoping to recreate his 2000 presidential primary win there. And with key endorsements capturing more and more attention, McCain is suddenly back in the hunt. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
All of a sudden, people are endorsing John McCain. People like Red Sox pitcher Curt Schilling, independent Democrat Joe Lieberman, senator from Connecticut, the Des Moines Register, the Boston Globe, and the Portsmouth Herald, even New Hampshire's conservative and curmudgeonly union leader.
The economic conservative endorsed by the union leader. They said John McCain is, quote, the man to lead America.
And it's none too soon for the candidate, whose so-called Straight Talk Express went off the rails back in July.
I know they have an impact in this respect, in that they will give motivation to voters to have another look at the candidate. I don't think anybody blindly follows an endorsement, but I do believe they say, I respect this newspaper, and so I'll have another look at the candidate.
McCain's still trailing his rivals in other early states where social conservatives predominate. But in New Hampshire, he's already in second place. So while campaigning here, he highlights the points in his platform he knows the fiscal conservatives of the region hold most dear.
I want to talk to you about health care. I want to talk to you about education. I want to talk to you about a lot of issues. But I'm concerned about the economy.
A high-tech manufacturer in Salem hosted the candidate during lunch hour yesterday. About 60 employees, friends, and relatives crammed into a room to hear him. McCain called for the repeal of the alternative minimum tax and the extension of the tax cuts he once opposed under President Bush in 2001 and 2003. But he also talked about his controversial stands, such as the conduct of the war in Iraq.
And my friends, when I came out against Rumsfeld's strategy and supporting Petraeus' strategy, I was criticized heavily by Republicans. And no other candidate for president who will stand before you will say that they did what I did. And why did I do it? Because I had the experience and the background and the knowledge to make the right judgment.
Voters like Grace Cotton from Windham and Steve Morris of Salem are registered as undeclared voters, but are considering Republicans, including McCain.
I really like a lot of McCain's stances. I like his service record. I like many of the issues that he has fought for in the past, especially getting rid of the pork in government spending.
I think Senator McCain, I mean, I don't agree with him on everything, but he certainly has the ability to lead this country, I believe. There's things I don't agree with on all the candidates, but I think that he's certainly qualified.
And then there's that certain New Hampshire voter who can't help but admire John McCain's independent streak. Independents helped McCain win big here the last time he ran in 2000, but it didn't get him the nomination.
The biggest difference between 2000 and 2008 is the calendar.
That's Andrew Smith, pollster and political science professor at the University of New Hampshire. Smith says in 2000, George W. Bush had 3 solid weeks to recover from the beating he got in New Hampshire. That meant the Bush campaign could totally retool its approach for South Carolina, where it put an end to McCain's momentum. This time, Smith says, New Hampshire will be followed by newcomers, Michigan and Nevada, in the course of just 11 days. And momentum may mean more this time around.
Bush was over 65% in national polls. There's no national front runner who's anywhere near the position George Bush was in 2000. So I think that any of the candidates who wins the New Hampshire primary has a very, very good chance of riding that momentum to winning the nomination.
Up to now, the favorite in New Hampshire has been Mitt Romney, the former governor from neighboring Massachusetts, who's currently concentrating on Iowa. If McCain overtakes him in New Hampshire, he can jumpstart his own prospects to be president. McCain unleashed his first mailer attacking Romney this week. New Hampshire votes on January 8th. Audie Cornish, NPR News, Manchester, New Hampshire.